This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I hope you're ready for some time with God. I love the role that God's Word, the Bible, has in my life. In this life, you recognize that this secular world that we live in and operate in is not the sum total of life, is it? You know that God is real, that He's in the world. And as you come into a relationship with God, you find Him changing your life completely. And that's not just because you go to church or do Christian activities. It's because you are putting God's Word into your heart and life, and it's beginning to reshape you. So when you go to church, when you spend time with other Christians, when you have a Bible study, this is why our focus is always on what God has to say in the Bible, because that's what changes our lives. It resets our perspective on life. And if you want to be shaped by God to be the person He designed you to be, then you cannot ignore God's Word in your life. And if you think about your life this week and you recognize, I really have not been spending time in God's Word, in the Bible. I have just kind of been going through my days, but in the back of my mind, I know I'm committed to God. Well, then I guarantee your life is not what God wants it to be. If you truly want to honor God with your life, if you want your life to be all that it can be, you need to put His Word at the center of it. That's why we spend this time, every weekday morning, time with God in the Bible, hearing what God has to say to us. And this week we're looking, all week, at different ones of the great famous passages out of the Bible. And you know, these passages have become famous because of their impact on people's lives. And today I want to look at what we call the Beatitudes. In Matthew chapter 5, it tells us that Jesus, seeing the crowds, went up on the mountain, and when He sat down, His disciples came to Him. And He opened His mouth and taught them, saying, and here are the things that seem so contradictory to a rational way of thinking, and yet they're the way that God makes life work for His children in this world. Opening His mouth, He taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Well, you couldn't collect a more unlikely set of scenarios to think of as being blessed, could you? Blessed are the poor in spirit, those who feel broken. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. The world doesn't think that, does it? Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Blessed are you when others revile you, persecute you, say all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. In all of these circumstances, what makes you blessed is not those things, but what comes from them. God will get so involved in your life when you bring him your weakness, your brokenness, your helplessness, your difficult situations, and invite him to get involved in them. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.